Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
That's why I say immigration.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say immigration.
Shot or no shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse, also in Crestwood and in Prospect Heights. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Just download their app. Stop by one of those three locations. Register your account, and then everything else is mobile. And always check their promo page and their name a bet page. Teddy Greenstein cooks up some amazingly cool boosters and promos. Danny, good morning to you, my friend.
Gentlemen, good morning.
You packed, Danny? You ready to go to Tampa?
I am not packed. I will pack today. I cannot wait to go to see the GOAT and feel some of that warm weather. Even though Tracy Butler's done a phenomenal job here, it's going to be in the 70s once again today.
What it is?
Yeah, correct.
I did not know that.
Correctamundo.
What is the weather in Tampa, Danny?
It's going to be in the high 80s, mid to high 80s every day, boys.
Oh, boy. How nice is
nights,
that?
It's going to be around 72, 73 degrees.
Text Joe Madden. Have him pick up dinner for you, Carm, and Sylvie and the kids.
What's up, Danny?
What up, Hoodie? How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling. I still got the afterglow of the sky and the championship. I'm just waiting to find out who the next champion's going to be. Just don't know who that's going to be.
They play at 35th and Shields.
Maybe Illinois. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah. I told you guys the day that guy got hired, what'd I tell you? Bad dude. I am not a Bielema guy.
Yeah. All right, Danny.
All right, gentlemen. I've got nothing to say about the University of Illinois. Gentlemen, the Bears placed outside linebacker Robert Quinn on the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday. Quinn tested positive for the virus. He has 5.5 sacks, 19 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 7 quarterback hits, and a forced fumble. The Bears are tied with the Minnesota Vikings for the NFL lead with 21 sacks. On the other side of the ball, we have the GOAT, the great Tom Brady, who has been sacked only 9 times this season. The Buccaneers are 3rd in the league in allowing a sack on 3.33% of pass attempts. In Week 6 against the Eagles, Brady was not sacked at all. He completed 34 of 42 passes. That's 81%. He had 2.45 second average time from the second the ball was snapped to him till he threw the ball. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot? Without Robert Quinn, with an injured Akeem Hicks, the vaunted Bears defense will not sack the GOAT Sunday in Tampa.
Oh, that's a no shot. Of course they'll get him.
He was only sacked 9 times, guys, in 6 games. He was not touched by the Eagles on Sunday.
That's a shot. It's an opportunistic Bears defense. Someone's going to get after Brady.
I'm going to say Brady gets sacked 1 time. He got sacked, what, last year, 3 times?
Against the Bears?
Yeah. Because I remember the one time his helmet was kind of askew, and he just looked up at Khalil Mack like, really?
He looked his age against the Bears.
He did.
He looked his age.
He gets the ball out of his hand from snap to throw faster than anyone in the league.
I would not be stunned if they got no sacks.
Is Eddie Goldman still on the COVID list? Because has he showed up recently?
Eddie Goldman actually is not playing poorly. He's a run stuffer inside. You're not going to get sacks from him very often.
So I will say they will get to him. So no shot.
I'm going to say it's a shot, Danny. I think they'll get him once. Brady will get it out of there quick. If Robert Quinn doesn't play, great opportunity for Travis Gibson. If I had to bet, I would say over under half a sack, they'll get one. But it wouldn't stun me, Danny.
All right, gentlemen, Bulls season tips off tonight. Hoodie!
I cannot wait.
What's the line on that game?
Not sure. Go ahead, Danny.
The Wiener Circle, we're all familiar with the famous Wiener Circle. The Wiener Circle tweeted out.
I'm in the Wiener Circle right now. Go ahead.
The Wiener Circle tweeted out, quote, Chicago is the best basketball city in the world, and we at the Wiener Circle Collective love basketball and our new look Chicago Bulls. Mm. If the Bulls don't make the playoffs this year, it's free hot dogs on us for an entire day. Spread the word, end quote. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the Wiener Circle will be paying off this bet.
That's a no shot. They will not.
They're going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely going to the playoffs. Now, again, if horrific injury hits you, that's a different story. But if they stay reasonably healthy, that's a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for the Wiener Circle to do that when they see this roster, right? And they say, oh, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, we'll just pay. No, no, you're fine. So Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine is going to have so many highlights, right? They're going to have so many highlights where it's going to be Ball passing to LaVine, alley-oop for dunks. DeMar DeRozan is a solid player. Patrick Williams, when he's healthy, he's going to pay dividends for the team. And again, he's only 19 or 20, but you can see the growth from him defensively. And then there's Vucevic, who's a walking 2010. I'm just glad that the Bulls put forth an effort to say, we want to be out of the lottery. We want to be a playoff team. The Bulls are a top eight team. I don't believe what Barkley was saying yesterday, saying that the Bulls are a top four team and all what he was saying on TNT yesterday. But I believe the Bulls are a playoff team for sure.
What do you think the line is tonight? I just looked it up.
Bulls like a, bad Detroit team. I would say like 7-point favorite.
Bulls are a 5-point favorite.
Yeah.
I would probably lay it.
Yeah. The Bulls are going to win outright.
And a total of 218.5.
Under, and I will like the money line on the Bull.
-221.
Yep, I'll take the money line. They're going to win the game.
I hope you're right.
No, Detroit? No shot. They're trying to figure out who they are. It's going to take some time. I'm gonna text Rick Mahorn during the break and just give him a little stab into the ribs about his Detroit Pistons.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
For what it's worth, gentlemen, the Wiener Circle has them as the 3 seed coming out of the East.
Love it.
All right, keep your beak out of it, Wiener Circle.
That's it.
Well, they're the ones that have to pay off all those free hot dogs. They should have a say.
No, they're not a top 3 team, the Bulls, but they're will be a playoff team for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Gentlemen, your Chicago Blackhawks fell to 0-3-1 with a 4-1 loss to the New York Islanders in the home opener at the UC last night. Both teams entered the game winless, but the better of the two bad teams won. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Jeremy Colliton is officially on the hot seat.
Shot, and he should be. I mean, come on, man. And the other guy that should be on the hot seat, he's named after the Stanley Cup. His name is Stanley Bowman. I've been screaming that for a long time. And all these hockey gurus out there go, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not a hockey guy. Hey, man, I got 2 eyes. I can watch. That team sucks. Take that.
That's interesting. Colliton on the hot seat. How are the Cubs doing today?
They don't play.
No. Well,
David Ross is getting an extension. That's how they're doing, Hoodie.
That's how they're doing today, huh? It's amazing how you go after Colliton like that. Amazing. Knowing that the Blackhawks are in transition. You have a Hall of Fame goaltender who's just passing through. You got Taves back. It's good to see him back on the ice with Taves and Kate. And then you have a mishmash of a lot of different players. Mm-hmm. The team that you see today won't be the team you see even next year. I think they're just passing through. It's a team in transition, just like the Cubs. But Collins's got to go, and Ross can stay? Are you out of your mind?
Ross won a division last year.
Yeah, start with the trainer. Next.
Wow.
What are you talking about? How could you say that? Like, Colliton needs to go, but Ross can stay. He can, because, you know why? Because he won a trophy, and he was the leader of the team. That's why you like him so much. You think that guy needs to stay around? That's a double standard you're putting out there.
No, I'm not.
Double standard. Well, it's the same situation.
Let me know when Jeremy Colliton wins a division.
That was automatic in that crappy division. Don't do that. How are the Cubs and Hawks any different? How are they any different?
Double standard because Ross won
the championship. How are they different?
The Blackhawks are one of the worst teams in the league. David Ross took them to the playoffs.
Oh, stop. Ross took them to the playoffs. So did Madden, but you wanted Madden out. It's the same group.
Madden,
stop it.
It was time for a change with Madden.
Didn't Colliton take them to the playoffs?
He did when they created an extra spot
not
in the
created,
bubble.
Not created. He was there. Was the Blackhawks a playoff team? Yes. Take that.
Okay, they won a 16. Ross won a division.
The same standard for Ross and
Colliton.
Standard. They both were in the postseason.
Now, if you tell me they go out and sign a bunch of dudes and the Cubs have talent they're actually putting out there, not named Wisdom, Schwindel, Ortega,
Seth
Alcantara.
Jones. All these other all these average players that they got.
How's that
signed?
Seth Jones contract going to taste? $96 million.
Well, I'm just telling you. Like the idea that you give Ross a pass, but you want Colliton out is amazing.
I am not giving him a pass.
Well, you should call for him today. call for him. Don't you want the Cubs to jumpstart this thing?
Yes. Okay. Go get some players.
With Ross as the manager?
Yes.
Why? What's he done?
Won a division. And then they traded all his guys away.
Okay. And Carlton was in the playoffs
in the bubble. Where they created an extra spot.
Not created. They earned that spot.
No, they did not.
They
shut the sport down from the COVID. No. And then said, you know what? We need ratings. And get Chicago in there.
And it was a good hockey club in the bubble, were they not?
No.
Okay. Well, the Cubs aren't any better. That's what I'm telling you. That's a double standard. Double standard.
No
shit. Ross should be out. If you're trying to reset this thing, you get Correa and try to get quality free agents. If you're going to throw money at the Cubs situation, and that's how you think you're going to fix it, then you need another manager. What's he done, Ross? What's Colin done? Same standard, same situation. Take that,
Danny.
Gentlemen, we have time for one more, so I'm going to let you.
Oh, come on,
Danny. I'm going to let you choose your own adventure. Would you like to talk about Ben Simmons, or would you like to talk about awful umpiring yesterday in the playoffs?
Oh, boy. There's a lot there. Ben Simmons.
Done.
Ben Simmons. The 76ers suspended Ben Simmons one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Coach Doc Rivers threw Simmons out of practice yesterday. Teammate Joel Embiid said after practice, quote, "We don't get paid to come out here and try to babysit someone. That's not our job, and I'm sure my teammates feel the same way." End quote. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Ben Simmons is such a distraction, it's time for the 76ers to just pay Simmons not to be around the team.
That's a shot, and they threw him out of practice 2 days ago. There's a video. You can find it out there. He's practicing with a cell phone in his pocket. That's how committed this dude is. For $147 million or whatever it is they owe him. Loser. That's what he is. You either are all in or you're all out. Period. Send him home. They just suspended him for the opener because yesterday, Doc Rivers said, "Ben, get in this drill." Nope. "Ben, get in this defensive drill." Nope. Leave. $147 million and you won't do your job? Go F yourself.
I am just frustrated with Ben Simmons. The easiest thing you can do in this world is just quit, especially when you're being paid handsomely. Here's a guy here, as Cap and I saw the practice, saw the film of the practice. That guy was just wearing jogging pants. He was just wearing gray jogging pants, like I'm wearing this morning. And everyone else is in a uniform. You don't want to conform. You don't want to be part of this team. And Embiid's right. We don't need to babysit this guy. Get him out of here. You don't want to play? Fine. But I just, you know, it's really unfortunate because the Sixers are a good team with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want to work hard and you feel like, you know, Doc Rivers is this coach that is making you do things that you don't want to do or you want to conform, then get out. He frustrates me because Ben could be so much better. You're the guy that doesn't want to lay the basketball up. You don't want to go to the foul line. You don't want to shoot threes. You're a great defender, and you are very good as far as being a pretty much all-around player. But the things that you don't do can make you can be much more of a complete player. If you're able to do those things, Cap, you'd be a much better player.
Correct.
But then he's got this attitude. So, you know what? No.
What if he had gone to the press conference last year, you know, the season ending, a couple days after they get eliminated when he was horrible?
Yeah.
"Hey, I just want to say this to the city of Philadelphia. I had an awful playoff. I am going to spend the next 4 months working as hard as I can at my craft.
Mm-hmm.
I love this city. I want to be here, period." Instead of being a diva. People would have gone, "All right, let's give him a shot."
Yeah.
The bowl season tips off tonight. Our predictions and expectations for the team is coming up next. What is your prediction? Is this a 50-win team? Is this a playoff team? What do you think? 312-332-3776. Be right back. Ahead, take that.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. The season is here. Happy League Day to Bulls fans. As the Bulls take on the Pistons tonight, You can catch the Under the Hood basketball podcast, by the way, on the Cap and J Hood feed. Chris Bleck and I break down the East and the West. It's on the Cap and J Hood feed as well, again, on the ESPN Chicago app. I cannot wait to see the Bulls on the floor. And the reason why, Cap, that this feels different is because, you know, in a previous regime, you know what the free agent splash would have been? Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Caruso. And that would have been it. Like, that would have been all,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
It feels different, though, when you see the Bulls looking at this roster. You knew things were changing. You knew the mood was going to change last year, right? Billy Donovan took over this team and looked around this roster and he goes, guys, where's the fundamentals? You have a 30-point lead and you're squandering it. You're losing it. You 25-point lead. You're losing it. I think he looked at it around that roster and he goes, I'm here to win. I'm not here to teach. Get half this roster out of here. All these guys that were promised playing time, get the F out of here. Daniel Gafford, like all these guys, go. Trade these guys. Enough. I'm here to win. I'm not here to teach. I'm not boiling.
You're exactly right.
And you could tell that he has influence. And also, A.K. and Eversley looked at this as like, okay, Billy Donovan's serious now. Let's get some veterans in here. Let's get in the playoffs.
So when he went, A.K., and flew to Florida to meet with Billy, Billy said, I need a couple weeks, man. I've been in the bubble. I haven't seen my family. I'm driving back to Gainesville. And we don't have a couple weeks. It's Wednesday. You're going to be there Friday. I'll see you Friday afternoon at your house. I'm not ready. I wish I could wait. I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
He walked in and he said, I'm serious as all get out. We want you to be the coach of the Chicago Bulls. I can pay you that big money. And Billy went, all right. He said, just give me some time. I'll get that roster turned over.
That's exactly right.
Bam.
The Bulls could have gone what the Bulls have done in the past and get a young coach. You get an Udoka. You get yourself someone like that. You can get a young
Steven Silas.
A young Unseld. Like, you can do, like, no. Get the real deal in here. A veteran coach that can win.
Top shelf, like you said. Shop at the top shelf.
They've always been the bottom. These beans. It's damaged, but at least I can get half off. Okay. Middle of the shelf. It's on sale. Top shelf. Look at this bottle.
Caviar.
Look at this. Put that in the... Yeah, you put that in the cart. So I'm happy for the Bulls based on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
What you've always talked about, you always told me, it's like, Hoodie, they need a lead guard. They need one like a hobo needs a ham sandwich, right? And look what happens. They get Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
So people will look at the numbers and say, oh, you know, he doesn't shoot well. No, listen, the guy can distribute the basketball. He is very good at that. And he's getting better shooting the basketball as well.
Yeah, I had my questions about him. I mean, I've said that many times on the air with you. And prior to being with you, that this guy doesn't shoot the ball well enough. I don't need the headache with his dad. Well, guess what? His dad stayed out of it.
His dad's not around anymore.
No. And this guy, Lonzo, everyone I've talked to over there says, dude, you can't believe how hard this guy works. Yeah. Shots better. He's defending. And he just wants to win.
Yeah. I talked to Joel Myers about it, the veteran voice of the Pelicans. Hoodie, he's terrific. So he loves the kid. He loves Lonzo Ball. So I like that. I like that Zach has players around him. I can't wait for us to chop this up on a lot of these games for the Bulls because I think they're going to be interesting again. They're fun. DeRozan, people say, well, he doesn't shoot the ball well from three. That's a veteran, man. San Antonio, Toronto, that guy can get buckets. See, that's the whole thing in this league, man. You want to parse and go through numbers and try to splice it up the way you want to. All I see is scoring for Vucevic. That's a 20-10 guy. I see DeRozan as a veteran. I see Lonzo Ball. I see Zach LaVine. That means that's a playoff team to me.
No question about it. I go to Prediction Machine where they play each game like 10,000 times with their proprietary software, and they give you the analytics. They don't make predictions. They just go, here's how the numbers play out. The numbers are 70.5% the Bulls cover 5.
Sure.
70.5 with an average score margin of 6 points. 114-108 is what the computer says. So we'll find out. Right. I think you're going to see this game. You said under. I would go over.
Possibly. The Bulls will blow them out, you mean?
I think the Bulls win the game by 8, 9, 10 points, something like that.
Cap, have you seen the Pistons? You know, not rolling like Richard Hamilton out there or like Zeke.
Correct.
Or Ben Wallace. You know, this is young Cade Cunningham who's out. There's Killian Hayes. It's very young. Jeremy Grant has made a name for himself. Isaiah Stewart. It's, you know, Kelly Olynyk. It's not a very good team.
No.
It's a team that won't make the playoffs this year. They'll go back in the lottery again. So I don't sweat this. The Bulls will be fine. But I'll point this out, too, about the wins total. I went to Odd Shark. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you have, but I see it says the Bulls' win total is 43.5.
Correct. What I've got.
It's over.
Yes. Agreed. They'd have to have major injury to not achieve that. I got them like 46, 45, 47. I don't think it's a 50-win team.
It is not.
But I think it's a really vastly improved team.
Yeah, so
vastly.
So the Nets are 55.5 as far as win total. And then from there, the Hawks are 47.5, the Celtics are 46.5, and the Bulls are right there 43.5. I mean, yeah, I think the Bulls can get there. Absolutely. And again, for me, it's a changing of the guard, putting your best foot forward, looking for young veteran talent that could be able to elevate the Bulls. And on top of that, a crowd pleaser will be Caruso. People are going to fall in love with Caruso. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you right now, LeBron, with that loss yesterday, he misses Alex Caruso.
No doubt.
And it, you say, look at that guy with the headband. He's not. No, Alex Caruso, you know where he came from.
He's our Pat Beverly.
And I don't know. Hang on a second now. Pat Beverly's seen some things. He's from the West Side.
He is.
Now, hang on a second.
Marshall High School.
Okay, just be careful now.
But he's careful. That irritant defensively.
Yeah.
That's what Alex Caruso is.
I saw him calling games at the old Sears Center, now the Now Arena. I saw him come in with the South Bay Lakers, the G League team. I was calling Windy City Bulls basketball. And I saw this guy is like, yeah, you know, it doesn't look much when he comes on the floor. And then you see him in a stance, and he's just this guy that's always around the basketball. Just
always.
Strong, just because he has to be a max effort guy. He's got no other choice. Every time he gets on the floor, he has to be a max effort guy.
Correct.
Because people see him on the floor like, look at this guy. Is he a real, like, who is that? Like, he's picked last in the layup. Like, who is this guy? And then you see him, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. The guy can defend.
There's some effort there.
There is.
I think people will really like Alex Caruso, and I think LeBron's going to miss him with this Lakers team just because he does the intangibles that stars won't do.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch tonight. It's a 6 o'clock tip. I'm excited just to look and go, wow, we actually have a representative team. Like, think where they were 2 years ago.
Yes.
2 years ago, we had not yet hit COVID.
Yeah.
Jim Boylan was the head coach.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was just brutal. And they thought they actually had a decent team. It was a train wreck. Train wreck.
By the way, we'll probably get more Io DeSumo with Coby White being out with that shoulder. Right?
Great opportunity for him.
Yes. I love to see those two in practice, see what that looks like. like Kobe getting his ass busted by Io DeSumo. That might be the case when White's healthy, but that would be a really good practice. I would love to see that. But I'm really optimistic about the season. I see them as a playoff team, not a play-in team. A just outright playoff team.
Agreed.
Just getting better every
Agreed.
Year.
Agreed. And then the whole key to the whole thing, I was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning.
Yeah.
I thought J. Will was right on. If Patrick Williams, who's what, 20 now?
Yeah.
If he develops into that guy out of the draft, now you go to a different level.
Yeah.
That's the key. His development is huge. We'll see how he is with that ankle. Say it ain't so, NBA Jam. You won't believe this. Next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
What is this song?
Oh, man, you don't know this song?
No.
Man, it's on Sirius XM. I'm surprised it's not in your playlist.
I have no idea what this is.
NBA Jam. The video game.
Is this... It just doesn't sound...
Hey, man.
He's on fire!
Well, that's the voice, but this is the theme song to NBA Jam.
Hey, man, it's hard for you to hear the song or the arcade when you're in the back of the room. You know, with high society.
Oh yeah,
with your people.
Yeah, no shot.
So NBA Jam. Have you heard this story, Cap?
I actually did not know about this till about a year ago, Meller. Is that right? It kind of popped up a little bit because the guy was the was a Pistons fan who designed the game, one of the designers.
Yes.
And then it went away.
NBA Jam creator admits that he put a special code in that game we just talked about that didn't allow the Chicago Bulls to make a game-winning shot against the Detroit Pistons. Now, how much FU power do you have there, Jeff, when you could be able to say, you know what, no one's going to see me do this. I'm going to make sure the Bulls never have a game-winning shot against my Pistons.
It's shrewd, too, because so NBA Jam, you know, was out in the mid-90s when the Bulls had usurped the Pistons at that point. And anybody who is younger obviously got to see a taste of it in The Last Dance, right? And so for the creator, you know, his revenge hoodie was, it was shrewd by him because for the Bulls only, you know, for it to only not happen against the Pistons, it would be impossible, I think, for anybody who was playing the game. And as Danny pointed out this morning, feeding the arcade with quarters, it would be impossible to know that you were getting jived against the Pistons and no other team because the Bulls could hit game-winning shots. It was just when they were up against the Pistons, if you needed a last-second bucket from Pippen or Grant, because MJ was not in the game,
No. Well...
You were out of luck. SOL, my friend.
Do you think I can call Aiken Law and I have a class action lawsuit? Do you know how many quarters at the Quick Shop on Pratt in California I threw an NBA Jam thinking I would beat the Pistons with the Bulls? Like, this may have cost me college tuition here. Like, call Aiken.
Well, they were Harry, excuse me, Sven Zetterman's quarters. So maybe yeah. Sven has the class action lawsuit. Get our guy Howard Ankin on the phone.
What's the number?
6 million.
Okay, there's a number because Mark Turnell, and I first saw this from Arda Ocal on his Twitter feed, former WWE guy Arda Ocal at ARDA Arda, and Mark Turnell revealed that he was a lifelong Pistons fan. In an effort to get some revenge on the Bulls, he put that code in. So I guess he had no boss to oversee this, right? Danny, that's how I read this. Like, he was in charge of coding and putting the game together, and no one noticed, hey, man, I can't get Pippen or Grant or any of these Bulls to get a game-winning shot against the Pistons.
You know what might have happened? He might have been in transition of bosses. There was no boss, you know, on premises, and he can get away with whatever he wants. Like, talking about cuckolding for a whole show.
Hi.
Very well
take that, Mike. Okay. So you referenced it. We should play it, Hoodie. This is Mark Turnell talking about it and actually revealing the whole Bulls-Pistons debacle for everybody here.
Being from Michigan originally, I'm a big Detroit Pistons fan. Making this game in Chicago during the height of the Michael Jordan era, there was a big rivalry, you know, the Pistons and the Bulls. But the one way that I could get back at the Bulls once they got over the hump was to affect their skills against the Pistons in NBA Jam. And so I put in special code that if the Bulls were taking last-second shots against the Pistons, they would miss those shots. And so if you're ever playing the game, make sure you pick the Pistons over the Bulls.
Yeah. That's so... Is that petty or is that genius? Put that on the poll, JR, wherever you are. JR?
Yeah, JR.
Put that on the poll, please. Is that petty or is that genius from the creator of this game? What would you say, Danny? I would say there's some genius in that in which you can get away with it.
It's a combination of both. It is petty and it's genius. It's taking your pettiness and making it work for you to your benefit. I love it.
That's just a bit, and I think you should sue. I remember being at Ford City Mall or either at the Lemon Tree Bar. I guess I don't know why I'm like 10 years old in a bar on the east side, but there I was, or at Ford City, putting quarters in, thinking, hey, you know what? The Bulls are going to beat the Pistons. That's the game that you wanted. Bulls, I'm going to beat the Bulls, Pistons, boom. And I'm not winning. That's not right. That ain't right. And it was rigged the whole time.
But you could blow the Pistons out. You just couldn't hit a last-second shot.
Yeah, but still knowing that, that's
but,
not good.
But when you would make, what, I don't know, four baskets in a row?
Yeah.
They would go, he's on fire! And the guy would be, like, burning up. And then everything he threw up went in.
That's right. So I think that's a funny story to me. And it makes me think about Bulls-Pistons as we have that tonight, the opener for the Bulls. You remember watching the documentary, The Last Dance, and
yes.
Just kind of going through everything that the Bulls had to go through. Boy, think about this. Think about the organizations over the years, right? The Bulls had to eventually get past the Pistons. The way they were so physical against Jordan, knocking them down. But you know what? Everything the Bulls went through, first Milwaukee. Don't forget, you got to go through Milwaukee first. Then getting through the Pistons. You know, if the Pistons aren't there, I'm not sure how many championships the Bulls win. Because here's why. The Pistons were a rock, man. They would really be abusive and strong against the Bulls, physical against the Bulls. But the Bulls overcame. They had to overcome something to be able to get to a championship. Man, I mean, think about it. If the Bulls didn't take on the Pistons, how would that look? Would they still be able to reach their goal so soon?
Boy, it was just such a monumental thing when they dispatched the Pistons.
Yeah.
And the Pistons walked off the court and didn't shake hands. And I told you, we had Isaiah in on TV a couple years ago, pre-COVID. And his people are off camera. Wrap it up. We've got another interview. And I said, hey, Isaiah, thanks for coming in. I know your people are, you got somewhere else to go. So, and I won't even try to shake your hands because I know you'll leave without shaking them.
Oh.
And he goes, what'd you say? I said, well, I know you leave. You don't shake hands at the end of a game or an interview. Tell him we're going to be late. You want to do this? Let's go. And then it was on.
Why'd you do that?
It was great. It was awesome television. So
why'd you do that?
It was fun. So anyway.
What would happen, Cap? Like if the Bulls don't get past the Pistons, what does history look like? Or do you think it was just inevitable?
It was inevitable. There's too much talent there. And it was Michael.
But what about the Pistons, though? They were talented, too.
They were, but they ran out of gas. After those 2 years, they let Rick Mahorn go in the expansion draft.
Yeah.
Right. And they were done. It was a physical, hard-nosed, veteran team. And then Dennis was melting down up there.
Yeah.
So they sent him to San Antonio. Mahorn's gone. The bad boys are done.
So I see. So you're thinking that because they were so physical and there's more brawn than actual, more brawn than actual skill, it just faded out after a couple of seasons.
Correct. That was it. And then it was inevitable.
Yeah.
We had the GOAT.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you had to be able to get over that mountain to be able to get that championship, though. I just think about how. And then you and I watched the Jermaine O'Neal documentary.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the. The fight, Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace, right? Just think about how strong those Pistons fans were, how loud that building was at the Palace of Auburn Hills. How crazy that place was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, the Pontiac Silverdome, they played there too. Had the curtain across there. Remember that?
Remember?
They had the curtain there. But just remember how crazy that place was. And now you look at the Pistons now, not even close, man. They don't draw. No one's talking about them up there. It's just amazing how things have changed.
Okay.
Yep.
Bulls, Pistons tonight.
Yes.
6 o'clock.
We're choked up about the way things used to be. The Bulls and Pistons.
But I think we're back.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, is Danny Zetterman a bad fan? That's their question. We need your help. We'll tell you why. You're making the call. You make the call. Is Danny Zetterman a bad fan? Next.
Here's David Kaplan.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you, buddy. Love Kaplan. You. This hour brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. Precision Performance, one test drive. You'll see how Acura beats the competition. Get started. ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
IBM presents You Make the Call. Aaron.
So Danny Zetterman, Carmen DeFalco, and Sylvie are taking their sons to Tampa. Are you all on the same flight Thursday night, Danny?
No, sir. We're all traveling separately.
Okay.
The station didn't want us all on one plane.
I believe Danny was planning on making his way to Tampa through Denver.
Yes. That's a whole nother story. Thank God for flights these days, man.
Okay, but are you all coming in Thursday night?
No. We were all supposed to get there Friday. Then through some complications that Meller just mentioned, somehow I booked a nonstop flight from Chicago to Tampa, which when I went to check in for my seats, turned out they decided to just do a switcheroo and sent me to Denver for 10 hours before going to Tampa. I canceled that one.
10 hours with an 8-year-old.
Correct.
That would be great.
Then I booked flights on another airlines that will remain nameless, but it's not Northeast. And that flight, where they canceled a bunch of flights, and somehow my second flight was amongst those canceled. Boy. So I now have a flight going out Thursday night with my wonderful son, Avery, on American Airlines, and we will get to Tampa with enough time to enjoy Thursday evening together.
I'm a big
together.
American Airlines guy. That's all I fly.
I tell you what, that damn TWA, they got some stuff out there. I'll tell you that right now.
Eastern. Remember Eastern Airlines.
Yeah. He wasn't talking about TWA. They're out of business.
They are?
They're gone.
Huh.
Carl Icahn folded them.
Oh. Good info.
So, Danny is going to the gate. And Sylvie and Mason, I don't think he's taking Braxton.
No,
right?
we're all taking our oldest child.
There you go. And Carm is taking Gio.
Correctamundo.
So the six of them are going to be down there having this great time. And I painted a scenario in our morning bullpen session. And I said, Danny, you can have it one of two ways. The Bears win 13-3. They sack Brady like seven times and they hold that offense in check. Stunning upset. Or Tom Brady throws seven touchdowns and Bears get beat 49-7.
Yep.
Which one did you sign up for?
This is an easy one for me. I am a Bears fan. I want the Bears to win the Super Bowl. The Bears are my number one favorite team aside from the Kansas Jayhawks. And I've said that's because I am a Jayhawk. I'm not a Bear. That being said, I'm spending all this money. I'm taking my oldest son down to Tampa. I'm going with two of my good friends and their kids. I would like to see, although I want the Bears to win, Tom Brady have a performance of all performances. His career high is 517 yards passing. I would like to see him break that. In one game, he had a perfect passer rating and threw for six touchdowns. I would like to see him do that again. If I'm going to spend all this money, take my son out of school, and we're going to have an experience to see Tom Brady, I want to see the greatest quarterback of all time be the greatest quarterback of all time. Yes, I want the Bears to win. And yes, I am a Bears fan. But I am not going to Tampa because they're just playing the Bucks. I'm going to Tampa because it's Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever, and I want him to live up to that hype. I want to get the money I'm paying for the ticket. I want to get every penny's worth.
You're better than that. Because, Hoodie, wouldn't it be great when Danny, good Lord willing, is 80 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And Avery has, God, good Lord willing, has his own family. And Danny says to his grandchild, you know that your dad and I went to see Tom Brady when the Bears beat his ass.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, your dad and I went there when Tom Brady, what a shock, got nine touchdown passes.
Wouldn't it be just as cool, though, if when Brady's finally going into the Hall of Fame when he's 80 years old because he played till he's 70, and they're mentioning the list of career accolades, and they mention, remember that game on October 22nd or whatever the date is when you threw eight touchdowns against the Chicago Bears, and me and Avery could high-five and be like, we were there! We saw that game!
Or what if you're watching it, Hoodie, and you go, well, they're putting Tom Brady in the Hall of Fame. The guy's the GOAT, the greatest ever. And Danny and Avery were there when we beat his ass, sacked him nine times. He couldn't finish the game, and the Bears beat the defending Super Bowl
champ. Let me ask you a question, Cap, because you were very close to those 90s Bulls teams.
Yep.
Do you think people in other cities that paid money to see Michael Jordan are bragging today that he only scored 22 points against their teams? Or do you think that they're the ones being like, I was in the house when Jordan scored 58? Which one is it?
He makes a good point.
Okay, however.
Valid. Valid.
Yeah, no, I understand, but Danny, I think this is where what I'm listening to is someone who wants value for their ticket and their plane ticket, right? Here's what I hear. I hear, man, I want the Bears to win, but I want Tom Brady to entertain me because he's the best I've ever seen. right? So I think that you want a balance of both. Is that what I'm hearing, Danny?
Yes. I would love if this game was Bears win 56-48. Like, if I get there and it's a low-scoring game. Like, come on, let's be honest. There have been the games where Tom Brady throws one touchdown and then they hand off 25 times. I'm not going to Tampa with Avery to see Tom Brady hand off to Leonard Fournette. I'm just not.
He just wants value for the ticket. That's what's happening here. And I know it'll come across as Danny's not really a Bears fan. Yeah, he's a Bears fan, but also just as much he's a Tom Brady fan.
I love that guy.
See, that's the thing, right? Just like you love Aaron Rodgers, too.
I love that guy,
okay,
too.
Okay, see, that's the whole thing.
How about this nugget for value, though? And, Cap, you can't see this because Brad Biggs retweeted it. But from Michael
David, my burner account has it. I know exactly what you're
saying. From Michael David Smith, in Sunday's Buccaneers Bears game, Tom Brady versus Justin Fields will set a new NFL record for the largest age gap between starting quarterbacks. The previous record was Tom Brady versus Mac Jones 3 weeks ago, and before that, it was Tom Brady versus Justin Herbert last year.
So he's just going to break that record every week.
Yeah, every week, Tom Brady when he faces a new younger quarterback.
It's because we've never seen anything like this. This is supposed to be Steve DeBerg. This is supposed to be Vinny Testaverde.
Right.
And, you know, broken down at the end. That's not, he's just getting his stride.
He's the MVP probably.
Seven rings he's already getting his stride. I mean, he's still more good, you know, offense to go for him. It's amazing.
Listen, you never want to see your favorite baseball team lose, but if they're going to lose, don't you want to see the other team no-hit them? Wouldn't that be cool?
No, we
like,
went
you want to be
show.
In the house for history, man.
No, we did that show already. No, I don't want to see my team get no-hit.
Correct.
No, I do not.
I'm down with it.
That's because you're crazy.
But I do want to see Tom Brady break his own record and throw seven touchdowns against the beloved.
So, Cap, tell us the call to action, because I know Bears fans will hear this wrong. I don't think Bears fans are going to be behind Danny in this.
So, is Danny Zetterman a bad Bears fan? He's going to the game with his son, with Sylvie and his son, and Carvin, his son. They are spending a lot of money to fly to Tampa, stay in a nice place, go eat good food, and buy tickets, and they're going to the game. Danny wants the performance of the ages for Tom Brady.
I do not.
And if it's at the expense of the Bears losing, so be it.
I do not. Do it against other teams, not mine.
I would love
but
it.
But I'm not there against other teams.
It's not. Oh, that's right. It's about
it's
him.
It's about me, Hood.
That's right. It's about
did
him
you
and Avery.
Just meet me?
Yeah, it's about
just
him and Avery.
Ask my wife.
Like, what if you could say...
What?
What if you could say...
I'll ask JR about your wife.
Hey, what if
everyone loves a mustache ride.
What if Travis Gibson got 7 sacks and set the single game record, smashing the GOAT in the ground many times?
You could say Travis Gibson's going to the Hall of Fame as the greatest of all time.
My stance on it, Cap, is do that against other teams, not mine.
Agreed.
If I'm in the house, I want to see the Bears demolish Tampa Bay.
Agreed.
And by the way, I can still see the GOAT at the same time. He just will just have an off day.
Exactly. So you could say to Avery when you're watching the GOAT go in the Hall of Fame, I don't know, 25 years from now, whenever he retires. Remember, we were there, we beat his.